Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, you can use promo code DNVR. And new customers, you could bet just $5 on any college football team to win. And whether it does or doesn't, you're going to get $200 in free bets instantly, regardless of that result. And that's only with promo code DNVR and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I am Susie Hunter. Patrick, look at us. Always a new makeshift studio going on here.
I'm excited. This is we got a series to possibly win against Atlanta, Hotlanta. So we got to move around just like the Rockies. They're in the middle of a 10-game road trip and two wins. We talked about this already, beating the two Maxes. But I kind of probably better than we would have expected for a team that's 2-4 on this road trip, but they're playing against two really good teams in the NL East. Are you happy with how things have gone so far, so to speak?
I mean, yesterday was so close. So it's like, you know what? It wasn't a blowout. So am I happy about that? I'm not sure. But winning against Atlanta, that was nice. That was quite a treat.
That was good. We'll talk a little bit about what went down on Wednesday night, rehash a couple things from Tuesday, look at Thursday's matchup, play some fun games as we always do, but a couple pieces of breaking news if you are watching us before the 5/21st pitch start there at Truist Park. That ballpark is not very old, and this is already its second name. Susie, when you went, do you go back to the Truist era of that ballpark, or was it
SunTrust.
SunTrust. Yeah. All right. So it's kind of very similar. Which one did you go to?
I was only there last year, so it was Truist.
Still Truist. Are they the same company? SunTrust and Truist? They've got the similar.
You're like, you know what? You're like totally confusing me right now. My most significant memory from Atlanta was having a drunk woman throw a whole Coors Seltzer on me.
What did you do to deserve that is my question.
Literally, actually nothing. Usually I know when I deserve it. I'm like, that's fair. Stern, but fair.
Someone should have told you this earlier. No one deserves that. Okay. You don't deserve that. It's going to be okay. And thus starts our session here. Look, this is a session for all Rockies fans.
What's your copay?
That's it. Exactly. Totally. Online, if you go to the YouTube DNVR Sports channel, it's actually free, so it's fantastic. But two additions to the Rockies roster, where here we are on September 1st. It used to be that you could call up any and everybody from the minor league. Well, not literally everybody, but you could have your full 40-man roster in the dugout. Now it's only 28, but the Rockies go ahead and add a relief pitcher in Chad Smith, who's there down in Atlanta, as well as shortstop Alan Trejo. And Buddy said there'd be a couple new faces. I don't know if he exactly meant familiar faces that we don't know very well, or if it was brand spanking new faces like a Michael Tolia. I think there's going to be at least one more guy who's not on the 40 man that pops up almost out of nowhere. You're getting the same sense too?
I agree, because the way he said it, he just really emphasized the new faces, not fresh. He didn't say fresh faces. He said new faces, faces that are new to us. So maybe I'm analyzing a little bit too much. I don't think you feel that any level of analysis is too much, but I really do think we're going to see, I agree with you though, we are going to see some faces that we have not seen yet in Rocky's uniforms.
I've been hitting my limit on overanalyzation, but no, you're right there. We'll analyze a rehab assignment. Maybe we get somebody new, quote unquote, back. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Brendan Rodgers, not in the lineup today, could be available. We got Ryan McMahon at second base with Montero at third base. The reason being emergency root canal surgery in Atlanta for Brendan Rodgers.
He should have been going to Green Mountain Dental to keep up on his molars.
True. I look, we got some boots on the ground. Thomas Harding is there. Our guy, Kevin Henry from Rockspile. No confirmation if that root canal was necessitated by a microwave donut. We are not sure about that. We've learned guys can go on the IL because of such crazy things. It's true.
I didn't know that it was possible. Now I know. And I hate that you put that in the universe.
Now, what kind of speculation, right? Is he maybe one of those people who at the bottom of the popcorn bag, that's their favorite part, is to crunch on the kernel? There are people like that. Did you know that? Some people who love to just crack on those little pieces. They're in the minority, but there are some people who dig that kind of thing. I bet you Kale is one of those guys. He wants to jump in right now and say he loves cracking his teeth.
He can't jump in. We don't have the bandwidth.
We'll talk to him off air. We'll
don't
confirm.
Invite him.
That's why you need to follow him on Twitter. He's got some amazing photographs going up.
He said in our chat, LOL, no.
Okay. I don't know if that was him. That could have been somebody else who hacked his account. But we'll find out if Justin Lawrence. So we already know a couple Rockies that are going to the World Baseball Classic. A couple former Rockies, Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story. Herman Marquez will be representing Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic. And now, question mark, maybe Justin Lawrence could represent Panama. I'm here for that. That would be cool.
Yeah, he counts because he was born in Panama, moved to Jacksonville when he was just a couple years old. But yeah, he wants to focus on the end of the Rocky season first and then set his sights on that. But I liked, so Thomas Harding, of course, there in Atlanta, talked to him and said that, like, quoted Justin Lawrence, he would love to face the Dominican team.
Love that.
He would love to strike out some stars.
Yeah, if all goes well in a situation like that and you go knock on wood, he doesn't get hurt. I mean, he very well could be closing out games for Panama against the Dominican Republic. Think about what kind of confidence that could do for a young guy like that. So you like that idea for him to have that on his resume just a little bit. Rockies need to approve such a thing, which makes a lot of sense. But, you know, if it's right and they do give him the thumbs up, that will be really exciting to see as many different Rockies as possible, you know, out there during the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah. Who else could potentially be repping any country from the Rockies?
Yeah. Well, you know, frankly, they've got a lot of American born players. I did ask Elias Diaz earlier this year. I said, hey, World Baseball Classic's coming up. Would you like to do that? And of course he said, yes, I would love to do that. But you know, it does have a little something to do with the team. And there are those kind of conversations that go on behind closed doors. So I think Diaz could be a pretty good candidate to represent Venezuela. I would have said maybe the same for an Antonio Senzatella. He's got other things he's going to have to deal with, of course, coming back to rehabilitate. But you could have a Carlos Estevez, who will be a free agent after this season, could go out and represent the Dominican Republic. But you got to tend to think a team that signs him is going to say, hey, actually, we need you to be healthy for the season. So we're not going to give you this gift, so to speak. It's strange. I don't know how much. I haven't talked to too many people about the specifics, like what that conversation is like. Because that's such a good question, Susie. Is like, you know, MLB is made up of 30 teams. And MLB is trying to do this World Baseball Classic, which doesn't actually benefit the individual teams themselves in their quest in the championship season to win a World Series. So you almost would never want your players to go out and do that. But if that's the case, who's playing in the World Baseball Classic? This isn't a very good tournament. No one wants to watch. So that's a fine line. And I'm not really sure, you know, if some teams, there haven't been enough for there to be a record, but I'm sure there's a way. I might need to create a spreadsheet to look at players and teams, who they've represented, this, that, and the other. Could be really interesting to see who else could represent Team USA or Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, from the Rockies. A lot of Venezuelan-born players, we know.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think a kid named Michael Anthony Tolia is Italian enough for the Italian team?
Could be. I want to say that Italy has qualified. Like, they are one of those teams. And, you know, the restrictions are obviously very loose on this. And naturally, because you just want there to be some kind of representation. So maybe Tolia, you know, I don't know if he's like, you know, fourth or fifth generation family member, you know, came over from Italy to the United States. And it may all come down to, you know, can he make a brick oven pizza? Does he have to build a brick oven for that kind of credential? There could be back doors to possibly gain that WBC international mm-hmm. card. But I like where your head's at. I love where your head's at.
I think if he just does this, he's qualified. I'm just a stereotype right now. Andre's going to be so mad when he watches this.
Oh, yeah. No, he's going to give more wrist. You got to give more wrist than that. Although, if you want to talk about Italian first baseman, Joey Votto, Anthony Rizzo, good thing our guy Michael Tolia can play a little bit of right field. We saw that mm-hmm. on Wednesday night. Now, you know, there's a reason I think he's a first baseman. And again, this is a guy that at first base, people haven't thrown around the word gold glove, but there have been certain intimations to suggest, like, damn, this guy can really pick it over at first base. He can do some things. The arm maybe lacks a little bit to be wanted, but that arm came in a pretty big way in a spot that kept the score a little bit closer on Wednesday night, didn't it?
It did for sure. And hold on a second. I just lost my headphones, so... can't hear anything. Patrick, please take over for a second.
Yeah, we did have a play there. It might have been in that run scoring inning where it could have been a lot more than just the two runs on the board for Atlanta. But what you had was a nice relay throw coming in from right field. Tolia to B-Rod, cutting down. I think it might have been William Contreras at home plate. That's what he gets for using Edwin Diaz's walkout music. So that was nice for him to get an assist on that relay throw home. Later on, an inning and a half later, laser line drive to center field at 103 miles an hour. And just when you thought, hey, really good job on game number two for Michael Tolia, he takes it to the next level in a 3-0 game. I think they're going to get shut out. I think the Rockies only had 5 hits at that point. But it was going to be a situation where you go, all right, Rockies clearly had no chance in this ball game with the 2 home runs. And yet Tolia does it. First career home run, does it against Kenley Jansen. What's interesting about that home run, besides the fact that, yeah, you have Tolia hitting a home run there in the 9th inning with 2 outs on the first pitch for his first home run, ball did come back onto the field. So it'll be great to hear, you know, what he's going to do with his first base hit. His first home run ball, even had his bat certified. We saw Tiny Ponarelli going and getting a little sticker put on his bat. But that made it 3-2 there. And you thought, oh, my God, the Rockies might be able to sneak something out here. Didn't happen. But, man, really great job by Tolia in game 2 of the season, not feeling the jitters against essentially, I think he's going to be a Hall of Fame closer in Kenley Jansen. Only 2 guys in that Rockies dugout right now have a home run against that guy. Mm-hmm. It started with Charlie Blackmon, a guy from that area in Georgia, went to Georgia Tech. And now the 24-year-old rookie out of UCLA, Michael Tolia, bridging generations together.
Bridging generations. I love it. Also, shout out to super producer Kale, who did not miss a beat and ran in here with new headphones for me. He is a true super producer, so thank you.
Definitely was. Ryan Feltner did a super job, I thought, mm-hmm. as a starter there. I wasn't able to get the quality start. That's 6 innings, 3 earned runs, was pulled there in the 6, but did give up the home runs there. One to Ronald Acuna, who, I don't know if you saw a video of it, he actually hurt his knee. Like, he hyperextended his knee on that home run, and he's still been banged up. He hasn't quite been the same since that injury that cost him all of the second half last year. And so he's got to grind through it for a young guy of his age. It seems like the injuries are starting to pile up, but he's still productive on the field. And that home run by Acuña Jr., that was the difference last night in the 3-2 victory by Atlanta.
Yeah, that hyperextension in his knee, that picture that I saw was just, oh my gosh, very, very upsetting, very unsettling. So you hate to see that he has to push through stuff like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes it can be an uncomfortable thing. Baseball is a grind. We talked mm-hmm. about it the last couple of days. There's just under 20% of the season left, which is so much. Mm-hmm. And yet, for the Rockies, you're thinking about next year. You're looking down at the minors. You're contemplating. You're feeling really good, rubbing your hands together over the new farm system rankings, all that stuff, hoping that maybe one of these guys catches fire like Atolia. And you could say, hey, fingers crossed, this is a guy for next year. So there's still a lot to play for, at least on that individual basis. Again, when I'm really looking forward to next week. They got series against Milwaukee. It starts on Labor Day. Also, they're showing Sandlot on Labor Day. It's a weird 2:10 start. Mm-hmm. I'll have to break that down maybe. But if you go to the game, you could stick around for the Sandlot. They got Milwaukee. They got Arizona. Really looking forward to hearing from them directly. You know, it's a hard way to phrase it. The question of like, look, the season's over. You guys are going nowhere. You've already been knocked out of the NL West. Mm-hmm. You know, we got 15 or so games before you're knocked out of the final wild card. These games mean nothing, but they don't tell me why these games do mean something. Mm-hmm. Scherzer, Max Fried, all of those things, Tolia, they do mean something to these guys. So I want to hear from their mouth specifically what it means to them to continue to go out and grind, which is exactly what they've been doing this entire road trip.
Yeah, the whole road trip, honestly, like this whole season, I feel like, you know, but I am curious to see what they have or to hear what they have to say.
I'm curious to see what we've got going on downstairs right now at the DNVR bar. Cause we've got a date now, September 9th, 2022, 9922. Easy for you to remember. When you come there, you know, you're going to get a member size beer. If you're not already a member, that's okay. We won't chastise you. It's only 50 cents. You can still get in now for that first month at 50 cents. You get access to the members only Discord. If you want an annual membership, you get a dope shirt from DNVR Locker, new or old, whatever it is, we'll go ahead and ship it your way. Look, we've got our merch guy, Mitchell. Shout out to him because he's doing an amazing job on the Rapids coverage. He's going away for a couple of days. We've got people on emergency merch backup. Like, that's how serious this is. That's how intense we take our jobs here at the DNVR. And man, we are taking DNVR Bar 2.0 very, very seriously. Susie, have you taken a peek like downstairs to kind of see? I mean, we're going to be getting a look at it, I think, in about an hour or so. But
actually, so I was down there helping clean up for the event that we're going to have. So I've actually contributed to the condition of the bar.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, and you also contribute to Ivaca TV. Don't forget.
I do.
Because when people go to ivaca.tv/Colorado10, you can watch us on the DNVR Sports channel over on YouTube. You also are going to watch the Nuggets and Avs, all that great coverage on Altitude Sports. You're going to get the Rockies on Altitude Sports, and you also get CSU Rams, Denver Pioneers. There's even more than that that you can get. Go to evoca.tv/Colorado10. Also use code Colorado10, and you're going to get $10 off your first 3 months. Ivaca TV, no contracts, no catches. Ivaca is TV made for champions of the remote. Speaking of champions or potential champions, got to talk about the Denver Broncos, yes. Breck Brew, and Broncos country. Football season is back, and Mile High is ready to see what this new look Broncos team has in store. You know, Breck Brew, as you covered, with the hometown craft beer of the Denver Broncos, it's Broncos country pale ale. Show off that colorful Colorado legacy with Orange Crush logo and 100% Colorado ingredients. This will be your go-to for the entire football season. Check out the beer locator at www.breckbrew.com to find a Broncos Country Pale Ale near you. Or if you're really lazy, show up to one of our next tailgates because you know we're going to have that right there for you. The Mile High Sliders, all that stuff. But you don't want to wait until the next one, right? September 12th, I think, might be the next game. You don't want to wait until then.
No.
Get
it
in
my gosh.
In your store.
Yo, those sliders are good.
They're great. All right. Speaking of good, I could say anything right now. Speaking of good, Chris Bryant is still in a boot. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to transition and just say something that makes no sense to anything. But speaking of good, people are really getting hyped up with Michael Tolley, and they're getting hyped up with the prospects. And so we, of course, had a poll out on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies. Which Isotopes player do you want to see next on the Rockies? And the results were overwhelming with one player. They're actually overwhelming with two players. Maybe I was a little bit surprised, but I think this might be the guy. Susie, what were your thoughts on the results of this poll of folks who are looking down in the farm system and saying, hey, the next guy I want to see, not wearing a purple Isotopes uniform, purple Rockies uniform. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So the results of that poll, Riley Pint, 47%.
Damn.
Ryan Vallade, 37%. Coco Montes, 11%. Why is there no love for Coco? He has to stay in Albuquerque to make the smoothies. That's why. And then Kaufman, just 5%. I was shocked by that it was so low. But we've been hearing the names Pint and Vallade for so long. So, I mean, it makes sense.
Any of those would be good, right?
Any of those would be so great. So, yeah, I do wonder which of those fresh faces are going to be the ones we see next.
Yeah, could be fantastic. Could it be Zach Veen? Well, probably.
If only you expanded the poll to Rocky's prospects, but he's still adjusting to Double A. I actually talked with the voice of the Yard Goats, Jeff Dooley, about that earlier today, and we're going to air that interview on the pod tomorrow. So if you want to know what's up with Zach Veen, tune in tomorrow.
Who doesn't want to know? Who doesn't want to know? I need to get an early sneak peek. We need to have some DNVR Rockies membership perks. Like you get a chance to listen to the interviews before they air live. And I would hope that would go to co-hosts. Like I would hope I would also be able to have the privilege and access to listen to this because
I'll airdrop it to you right now. Not right now because we don't have the bandwidth.
Yeah, and I'll be distracted. I'll be listening to it as I try to talk at the same time because it's been Veen season since he's been drafted.
Veen season, let's go.
I had a couple of nicknames. I call him Veen Kong, like King Kong. Veen Kong. It's a stretch, but it sounds good.
It's a stretch, not your best.
Okay, all right. It's all right. How about Veenzilla? It's kind of on the same end.
I want to hear what else you have.
Well, we've got some time here to workshop some more on the guy who had his first home run Tuesday night in Double A. Mm-hmm. That was great to see that ballpark. Well, there's a second deck in right field. It's a shallow right field, but you actually have to hit it over the second deck. If you hit it under, like if you hit a line drive that would go to the first deck, there's a net there. So he has to hit it over all of that.
The net is in play. It's a tough park. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's like a tennis court there in right field. The net is in play. But Veen hit it over that. And actually, Baseball America recently came out with some honors for players at each level. This is something amazing. I did hear from Kyle Glazer when I was in San Diego. They're not going to do a whole full-scale top tools list like they used to do. I love that because that gives you an idea. Or rather, they're going to do top tools, but they're not going to do like a top 10, top 20 prospect list in each league because that will give you a good idea how well they are playing against kind of similar age and similar level players. But they are doing the top tools. Zach Veen's name was all over High A Northwest League. He had best batting. He's just best overall batting prospect, best strike zone judgment, best base runner. He was the fastest runner and overall most exciting player. So the hype is real now. The hype is really real.
The hype is real. This has me thinking. I'm like, should I drop the interview in the Discord?
Folks in the Discord have to let us know if they want that. Right?
Tell me in the Discord if you want the interview early because I will drop it. I'll hook y'all up.
Yeah. Yeah. Baseball Reference also hooked up Drew Romo as the best defensive catcher in the Northwest League. Eddie Diaz, the best defensive second baseman. And Julio Carreras, who's also up with Zach Veen there in AA Hartford, as best defensive shortstop. Also some really good news with Benny Montgomery. Had a fantastic game on Wednesday night with Fresno.
Yeah. Oh, Benny went off. He went off. He reached base 5 times, and he was just a triple shy of the cycle.
A shykel.
The shykel.
It was close. Hammered his fifth home run of the year, three-run blast, had an RBI and another AB, even added a stolen base. And now that outfield is jam-packed, especially if Sterling Thompson goes out there. We know he can play a little second base, but Fresno now has Jordan Beck, Sterling Thompson, and Benny Montgomery. That's been fantastic.
Yeah, Jordan Beck has been having a good couple of games. So, oh yeah, this first game following his promotion, went 1-for-4, got a pair of RBI. So that's all good news.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's definitely hype worthy.
Yeah.
And look, the more guys you have like this, the better off they are of coming to fruition. It's like having a crop. Like, you need a full crop. You can't say, look, I'm going to plant this one seed, give it all my water, and it's just going to grow. And this is the lifeblood of the crop. No, you got to spread it out, and you got to have as many guys as possible. Rockies have many, many guys. Not all of them are going to come to fruition, mm-hmm. unfortunately, but they've got enough right now to really, really get people hyped. So I'm very excited about that. Speaking of hyped, this seems to be something that's now going outside of the baseball world. It first was obviously very much a New York Mets thing. And even last night in the AT&T Sportsnet broadcast, they came back from the break and just straight up played 2 minutes of the craziness, in a great way, of what went down at Citi Field on Wednesday night, because it's a moment bigger than just baseball. It's a huge sports and entertaining moment. And it didn't give me chills, but it just made me feel excited for the game of baseball. And like, hey, This is cool. Like, this is great.
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah, I've seen people who don't even care that much about baseball getting excited about this. So it's been cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Timmy Trumpet there at Citi Field going in, playing the music live on the field. Incidentally, he was there like a couple of days ago was playing the national. He wasn't playing the national anthem. It was God Bless America.
No, it was Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, and I'm pretty sure that he wasn't lip syncing, but there are some chords in there when he uses his fingertips. Didn't quite align. So I don't know if he actually plays the trumpet. I don't. Maybe that's a conspiracy theory. But look, he's kind of like a producer. So I mean, he can do that with a keyboard, can he?
He could do that with the keyboard. So, I mean, yeah, you do have to. Yeah, some people on Twitter were speculating how authentic the playing was.
Yeah, yeah. Last night looked a little bit more real. But the other day, not so much. But that's been really exciting to see just overall in general. And it's exciting to see all the swag they got at FOCO.com. FOCO.com. Now you can actually use promo code DNVR. For 10% off all non-presale items. Look, Russ is going to be cooking at Mile High. Jokic is going to be having a three-peat as MVP over there at the Jar. Also at the Jar, Kel McCarr is going to keep a lid on the opposing team's offense with that championship defense. That's what's going down. Foco's got you covered with the best fan gear, gifts, collectibles, from the perfect tote bag and tumblers to hoodies and Henleys, those Stanley Cup touting bobbleheads. It's got to be Foco.com. Get your home decked out in Foco.com. So look, now you can almost have your own little DNVR bar and DNVR studios in the comfort of your couch. All you got to do is go to Foco.com. Use promo code DNVR for 10% off all non-presale items. And then after you wake up the next morning and say, man, that was a really good game, had a great time, you got to reset, and you do that with one scoop of Athletic Greens. That's what I do each and every day. I get that 75 high-quality vitamins, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, minerals, adaptogens. Helps me start my day right. Supports my mental clarity even before that first cup of coffee. And right now, Athletic Greens is going to try to give you a little bit more clarity, because they're going to throw in a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D. And you're also going to get 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/ROC. Those are your first 3 letters of Rockies. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/ROC to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now, Susie, I was going to mention this earlier when we were talking about some general Rockies news and notes. The spring training schedule came out. which was super interesting to see. But schedule came out a little bit early, and now is probably a really good time to start thinking about 2023, perhaps.
Yeah, there's so much great stuff happening in 2023, because not only do we now know when spring training is, but we'll have the World Baseball Classic going on too.
Yeah, for sure. There's if you really examine the schedule there is something on there that's kind of strange. It just says WBC, and there's an off day on the day before, maybe even the day after. And so I'm not really sure what that means. My guess was just that the Rockies will probably have a game against one of the international teams at Salt River Fields. Because all of these games are exhibitions, right? But it's March 9th. And so it's just before the tournament fully begins down there in Phoenix. So that's kind of one of those curious things. But schedule's out for the season. Schedule's out for spring training. So now you can kind of, start planning how things go in general.
It's like a little crossover episode.
That's it. It is. It is a bit of a crossover. I wanted to bring this up because I thought this was very interesting, because I've asked numerous Rockies fans about this, and 2020 is definitely a lost and forgotten season. I thought today's probably a good day to remember something that no one remembers. Actually, I think this might have been August 31st, 2020. That was the trade deadline then, because the season started so late. But the Rockies acquired a player at the trade deadline. Rockies acquired two players. Now, Michael Givens is the one people remember because he was around the next year. They ended up trading him again. But the Rockies actually acquired a second player at the deadline. And a lot of people struggled to remember that because he was gone just like that, went elsewhere. I think he's in AAA with the Dodgers. He said, I'd rather go to Oklahoma City and play and maybe have a chance to go and win a pennant with the Dodgers than sign a major league contract elsewhere. But Kevin Pillar, what do you remember about Kevin Pillar from the 2020 season? He was a Rocky. Nothing. He really was.
I don't believe you. I think you're lying. There's no evidence of it.
No, you know what? Even though I know I'm right, I still have something that says, wait, maybe Susie is right. Maybe he never did play for the Rockies, because you just don't see him anywhere. Like it was a strange time. Yeah. No, it was a strange time. I hope I don't become one of those conspiracy theorists and say, look, go to Baseball Reference. That's not a real site. You made that up. That's fake. No, it's a good website. So I thought, real quick, this is some good off-season content, but I figured, real quick, the top five guys no one remembers from the 2020 Colorado Rockies. It's fitting on the anniversary. Number five was Kevin Pillar, 97 plate appearances. Jose Mojica. Oh, there's a name you thought. Oh, Rockies got another guy from the Tampa Bay Rays. Yep, that was a thing. 4 1/3 innings pitched. AJ Ramos, I think he walked off a bus and said, hey, I'm a big leaguer. I've been around for a while. You want to throw me out there? Yep, 2 2/3 pitch. Number two, Joe Harvey. Some people might remember him. They acquired him from the Yankees in a deal, and there was some hope he would do some things. Didn't really come to fruition. And then number one, Tommy Doyle. Got called up at a AA, actually. I don't even think he was at AAA Albuquerque at that point. But those are five names you might not remember from the 2020 Rockies.
All of these names are made up. None of these are real people. Patrick's doing a bit. Wrong. He's doing a bit.
You're not wrong. Look, do you like the bit idea of Ryan Spielberg's trying to beat the freeze next year in Atlanta? Drew Goodman was trying to get that in the broadcast. I want to see that. Mm-hmm. I want to see that.
The thing I love about Spilly is that he is up for anything. He did the hot dog straw thing. It was disgusting. I don't think he liked it very much, but he did it anyway because he's a team player. So he's always up for anything, always there to carry the team by doing something goofy. So I think he will. I think it'll happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. Look, I tried in the offseason. I pitched Goody a bunch of different ideas and said, when you go to St. Louis, see if you can get Spielbergs to swim across the Mississippi. When you're in Detroit in April, get a wetsuit on them, see if you can swim to Canada. These things didn't happen. But I'm not going to stop trying. I'm going to keep pitching some ideas.
If you swim to Canada, do you have to have your passport on you, like in your wetsuit?
That's a great point. I don't know. Is there an electrical
fence? I feel like you have to.
I think there's an electrical fence so that if you try to swim through those chips that were implanted in us in 2020, or rather 2021, that's when we got the vaccine, you get electrocuted and it's like, go back. That's what that was for. I don't think you realize that.
There it is. There it is. We figured it out.
I want to play some games, and have some fun. But we'll take us. I just want to take us to a dark place, in a sense, kind of. What do we call these grown men that are stealing baseballs from children? I consider them like super fans with quotation marks around them, but they're super fans for the wrong reasons, right?
I mean, I think the word that most people use to describe these guys is a-holes. What did you think I was going to say?
No, I thought you were going to say exactly that. But you're right. And I bring that up because, look, we know about Zach Campbell crapping all over the kind folks at Coors Field who worked there last week. And did you see that there was a guy who literally pulled a ball out of a teenager's mitt? It was a 17-year-old kid. Literally, kid caught it. He reaches in, pulls it out. Did you see this in Kansas City?
Awful. Absolutely ridiculous. At least the Royals did step up and made amends with that kid. I think they gave him a couple of signed baseballs. So,
yeah.
I mean, he got some swag. I think he got some bobbleheads out of it too. So at least it worked out for him. But like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? You're a grown man.
He didn't get the ball, unfortunately. So this guy, Mark Kirsch, look him up. That's not allegedly his name. That's his name. There's our, in fact, the Royals put out a press release to the Kansas City Star with his name on it. What's interesting is I saw that guy a lot last year at the Arizona Fall League. Every guy that would come up in the Fall Stars game, he would move to a different spot in the ballpark to try to catch a ball. He's like some kind of strange, like weird strongman. Like he'll pull buses and gigantic planes for these weird feats of strength. And so, odd. It's different. Hey, to each his own. But he pulled the ball out of the kid's mitt, and then he felt bad, and so he bought some like obscure Royals like bench coach jersey. He's like, "Hey, this is game worn. Here, why don't you take this? I feel bad." And the kid said, "No, I just want the ball." So like,
you know what? Yeah. He can't get that moment back where he had the ball in his hand.
So wrong. Literally caught it, and it was a situation where like the man, like you know, his arm got trapped underneath him. And so even though the kid had it in his mitt, he clamped down on the kid's arm and pulled the ball out. It's bad. Something needs to happen on that. Royals have not permanently banned this guy, but they may. He tried out for the Savannah Bananas earlier this year. So I don't know. He's a clout chaser, as some would say.
How about this for a feat of strength? Be nice to the kids.
That requires a lot of strength. That, you know what that requires? You can control a fighter jet, right? Or two buses together. You can control that. You know how much weight that is. You can prepare for that. You can control that. But sometimes self-control can weigh even more than that. And that is your mental health minute from the DNVR Rockies podcast.
You are legitimately a therapist today. This is amazing.
Dude, when you watch Real Ones with John Bernthal and Shia LaBeouf taught some stuff. You know what I mean? It really grounds you. It really grounds you.
I'm happy to hear that. I
want to get to some gossip. I want to dish. I want to dish in some things.
You want to dish get on the mood, some things. Pump it up. All right, let's do it. We've got my favorite. We need theme music for the gossip. But anyway, moving forward. Okay, so we mentioned the Savannah Bananas, Patrick. Did you hear? This is some gossip I heard. Josh Reddick is a Savannah Banana.
Okay, so this is a major league ball player, and the Savannah Bananas are not a minor league team. Now, they play in a former minor league stadium in Savannah, the Savannah Sand Nats. They played in the South Atlantic League. But no, the Savannah Bananas are a summer collegiate team. So we're talking kids who are like 18 through 21 playing with wood bats. Something doesn't line up here. I'm going to say, you can't believe this gossip.
It's kind of true. It is true. But he just did a one-night-only appearance. Maybe he'll be back, though. But yeah, the 13-year MLB vet went viral. He made a spectacular catch in his appearance on Saturday. But yeah, these are the opportunities Josh Reddick is pursuing right now.
Big wrestling fan, Josh Reddick. Yes, you're right. He made a big play. Didn't hurt himself, which is great, because thoughts and prayers out to Bill Spaceman Lee. 73. I don't know how old he is, but he was pitching. And this game was on ESPN. I don't know how the Savannah Bananas had basically an exhibition game playing banana ball. It was actually on like ESPN 2, maybe the Ocho, but he had some kind of health issue. Like a 73-year-old guy was pitching against these college kids, had a bit of a health issue. So also an interesting news, the Bananas, they've opted out of the Coastal Plains League. So they're just going to be playing banana ball. They're not even now technically a professional team, or they're not even a summer collegiate team. I don't know what they are. They are now almost officially the baseball version of the Harlem Globetrotters. And guess
what?
They
are.
I'm here for it.
They are. They've got a first baseman on stilts. You know, a lot of those guys are not in college anymore. A lot of them are older. And now we've got Josh Reddick in the mix.
Which member?
Which aging major leaguer would you like to see suit up with the Bananas next?
I was going to ask you about Rocky. So we were right there at the same time. Mm-hmm. We're clicking today really well. Well, first off, Bartolo Colon still should be playing right now. So I'd love to see him. So you'd have to have an older guy that just like really loves to have fun. Those old guys don't really have too much fun. I'm going to say Jose Iglesias. I want to see Jose. Oh my God. I didn't even realize how genius that comment was. Susie, please tell me how genius that was. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I have my own suggestions. I'm sorry. Wait, what? Why are you a genius?
Oh, because he loves the color yellow.
Does he?
Oh, what? Yeah, of course. His shower shoes are yellow. He's got a yellow shirt. His
backpack is
yellow. His cell phone case is yellow. He loves yellow. Even in his batting gloves, yellow.
You're right. Oh my God. You know what? Yellow is just one of my least favorite colors. So I think I
block it out.
I think I just blocked it out. Oh, Kale's favorite, Kale's favorite color is yellow, in case you're wondering. He said it in our chat.
Who would you like? Who are you predicting? That's a good game. We might need to have a draft. Make a note, make a graphic. We're going to do a Savannah Bananas draft in the off season.
That would be so fun.
Who do you got if you had a pick?
You know what? Wouldn't Cargo be so fun?
Ooh, yeah. The Little Pony. I could see that. Yeah, he'd have a good time. And his kids might have been young enough to not remember their dad all that well, right? That's so common with so many players. Take a Derek Jeter. Is Jeter going to be on the Bananas? Go, my little daughters have never really seen me play. Yeah. They literally haven't seen me play live. So I'm going to go out there one game. That could be interesting. Stay tuned for the draft on the DNVR Rockies podcast.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say Cargo's son is like a little bit older than the twins. So also Cargo's son, I've seen on Instagram, he's got a nasty swing. So maybe a little father-son duo. I don't know.
I like it. But you know what? I'm not going to charge you with two draft picks on that one.
Okay.
You found a workaround. You got two for the price of one.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Family deal. Thank you. All right. Are we ready for more gossip?
Please.
All right. Orioles top prospect. This is what I heard. Orioles top prospect Gunnar Henderson missed his burger delivery because he was called into his manager's office getting called up. Patrick, is this true? Is this poor major leaguer starving right now because he never got his burger?
A 21-year-old kid who's taken out of high school. So he's college age. I got to think, you know, no matter what happens, you order a burger, you got to make sure you get that burger. Like that's what's on your mind. So I think that might be true. I think very well, he might've missed a flight, let's say, to get to Baltimore because he's like, look, I got an order. I can't waste food. You know what I mean? I'm very, very kind in that way. I think he probably picked up the burger and skipped out on his debut.
Yeah. You know what? It's kind of true. Kind of not, but yeah, he was just casually on his way to pick up his burger delivery when he got called into the office, literally got called up, but we did get word that eventually he did get that burger.
Oh,
so he got both. He got both. He got the call up and he got the burger. Maybe it was a little cold by the time he got it, but I'm sure he is just fine with that.
So Gunnar Henderson proves that you can have your double cheeseburger
and
there'll be call up too, as someone famous must have said at some point. Well, just a very famous quote.
All right, Patrick, I have some more gossip for you. Did you hear that Jonathan Daza owns a food truck in Katy, Texas?
Okay, wow. You just threw a lot out at me. So this is curious. All right, Katy, Texas is...
Do you know where that is?
Yeah, I think that's just outside of Houston. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Correct.
I think it's in that whole like Woodlands area. And yeah, that's it's a nice little metropolis, so to speak. food truck. I mean, look, he's on the IL right now, so he's got something. He's got some free time, but not that much free time. He's not as foolish as like an Aroldis Chapman, who's getting a leg tattoo in the middle of the season. He's gonna have to wait for the offseason to launch the food truck. So I'm saying there's no way that can be true.
You know what? It's not true, but he did spend time at a very tasty looking food truck on Wednesday night in Texas ahead of his rehab assignment in Albuquerque.
There you go. So are they playing round
in Albuquerque with Albuquerque against, there we go. Let me use the
Round Rock or Sugarland. I'm not sure.
Sugarland. That's Sugarland. Sugarland. Yeah,
yeah. The Space Cowboys. That's right. Formerly the Skeeters.
Yes. Formerly of the Atlantic League.
Very true. Dependable. Very true. All right. Interesting. So Daza on the mend. We'll see if he comes back. Again, the whole 40-man roster, Rockies would need to create some room to get some one of those guys that you pointed out, Susie, Riley Pine, Carl Kaufman, maybe even a Coco Montes. You need to make room. Yeah, you could get rid of somebody off that roster, or Bryant could go to the 60-day IL. Daza could go to the 60-day IL, but based on this piece of gossip, look, he's on the mend, so it's not going to be Daza that gets put on the 60-day IL. So that'll be we'll be interested to see. Do you have any Chris Bryant boot news?
Speaking I have no boot news. I feel like I saw a tweet that he was like out of the boot sometimes, in the boot most of the time. Like he's experimenting with not wearing the boot. But man, what are we gonna do with this guy?
Does he have a squared off tip of the boot, or is he a pointy boot guy? I need to know.
Square tip.
Square tip on his square boots. That's boot. What he likes. Okay. Bottle caps on the bottom too. Needs to do a little dancing.
He's tapping around.
He's entertaining in the clubhouse. I like that.
We got Chris on tap. Yeah. All right. I got one more piece of gossip. Patrick, did you hear that everyone from Atlanta actually calls it Hotlanta?
I think my good buddy Thomas Harding told me recently that they hate that term Hotlanta, which I guess makes sense, but that's true, huh?
No, they hate it. They hate it. It's just us outsiders that say it, and they hate it.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess, I mean, it
is hot. Now you know.
It is hot there. Are there, I wonder how many other U.S. cities have a nickname that the people there dislike. Well, I mean, I'm sure there's probably plenty that get a bad reputation, but Hotlanta is not like a bad reputation kind of nickname. You know what I mean? It's just like, all right. That rolls Bean Town. You're like, I like to eat beans up here in Boston. Okay. Like that. I don't know. I could see Boston hating Bean Town. Yeah. Denver.
Is Menver.
Well, that literally was, I haven't heard that recently, but I know like in the early days when Denver was being settled, because it was like, you know, a lot of pioneers were coming out here. It was predominantly all men. So it did come from that, but I haven't heard that in a while. I like that. We got to bring it back a little bit more. Put it more in the forefront, I think. Menver.
Yeah. Menver.
Could be.
I feel excluded.
It should be Humenver. How about that? So all humans can be encompassed in that. Look, you're going to be encompassed in just a couple of minutes here if you're watching us live. If not, that's okay. Susie will get back to you with a fantastic show talking a little bit about Zach Veen and other things. Mm-hmm. But Atlanta, we've got a matchup. Quadzilla, Spencer Strider. Not Veenzilla. Quadzilla, Spencer Strider.
Quadzilla is a name that makes sense. Veenzilla does not make sense. Quadzilla, all about it.
And it makes sense because
it rhymes, and he's got quads like crazy.
Oh, quad and God. Okay, yes, you're right. That part. I was like, quad rhymes with Zilla? Yes, no. You're right. Okay, touche. You got it. Point Hunter. You won that one. Yeah, I did not have that
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Do they win the series tonight?
No.
Do they win the series?
I want them to. Maybe they will. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to say yes.
I'm here for it. I love to see these games have been close enough for the Rockies to take. They've in the past played well in Atlanta, and now Atlanta has already won the season series, unfortunately, because of the 4-game sweep. So if you take 4 out of 7, boom, already it's not going to happen for Atlanta, but that would be big. That's one more than I expected. I said 1 in Atlanta before 2 in Houston. So you take 1 here against Atlanta, that now is going to put you, 2 wins ahead of my projection in that hunt for 69. So we'll kind of wait and see what happens on that.
We will see, because it's going to be tricky down to the wire.
Could be. Could be. Well, make sure you are following us, because we're going to have all kinds of wonderful tweets all about the game here in Atlanta. At DNVR underscore Rockies is where you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Patrick D. Lyons on Twitter.
And I am at The Susie Hunter on every freaking platform.
Consistency is the key. And so is momentum. But you know what they say about it? It's only as good as your next show. So we'll talk to you then.